Hello and welcome to the Intuition Awakening podcast, my friends. My name is Janine Bozer, and this is an episode today to introduce myself. Some of you know me from Insight Timer and TikTok, from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, from my business, Intuition Awakening, from my Reiki healing practice, or maybe my online classes. Some of you maybe don't know me, and that's awesome. Welcome. I wanted to have a second space where I could, well, I guess maybe third or fourth or fifth space. I teach a lot of classes, but I don't often get to talk about me. I don't often get to talk about the way that I'm feeling. I talk a lot about healing and what's working for me, but I find that I don't share a lot about what didn't work or what has just been really frustrating or how I've felt about my own personal journey. I talk a lot about the things I've done after to help heal myself and to help, you know, improve my mental health and my physical health. That's what I help clients do. But I wanted to have a space as well that I could share some of my stories so that you might know that you're not alone. So that you might know that if you're dealing with trauma or ADHD or depression or anxiety or, you know, stressful career choices or stressful life circumstances, as so many of us are in this pandemic. I'm creating this in April of 2022. You're not alone. And I know I really struggle to find people that have a similar story to me. I often feel really alone, even though I work in this healing field. I make posts every day about stuff, but it still can feel lonely at times being an entrepreneur, being a healer, being the healer in my entire family. Doing this work, this healing journey can feel really isolating at times. So I wanted to share this podcast with you all. To say hello, to let you know a little bit more about me and what I do, to share my insights into my journey along the way. So I thought I'd share a few things today that didn't work, that just straight up have not gone very well on my healing journey. So a little backstory. If you want to find out more about my story, I've just created an episode yesterday sharing quite personally what I've been through with a lot of my family dynamics and stuff. You can find that on my subscribers area here on Spotify. I plan to share unpublished meditations and, you know, the first tips and tricks that I'm learning for healing. I'm going to be putting those on my subscriber list, so feel free to check that out. But for now, a little introduction into me. So I grew up in Saskatchewan. I live in Saskatchewan now, and that's in Canada, and it's the land of the living skies. Truly, I was really, really blessed to grow up on a farm where I could see the weather rolling in for miles. I could just step outside on my back deck and just feel one with spirit, just really feel connected to divine. And as I got older, I started to realize that, oh, other kids don't have this experience of talking to spirits like I do. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church, and starting to go to youth groups around like 12, I realized that people didn't talk to God, not like I did. I heard him every day. Sometimes I saw him in my room, or he would come to school with me. Like, I didn't realize that I was a medium. I didn't know what that word was. So I was having these really cool spiritual experiences while kids my age were frustrated and crying and upset that God wasn't there for them and he didn't understand them. And, you know, he never does anything anyway. What's the point of prayer? They were questioning their religion. And I thought, well, how do you, oh, I guess not everybody does this like I do. And that was really scary. That was kind of scary to realize that I didn't want to get in trouble. I didn't want to be that person that was reported to a priest or something. And like, you know, someone would tell a teacher that, you know, Janine's talking to God and she shouldn't be. I didn't know what to do with that information. So I really shoved down my spirituality until about the age of 19, when I finally moved to a city and went to my first year of university. And I started to find Reiki and crystals and tarot cards and oracle cards and mediums and, you know, angel meditation groups. And it just opened up my world again to my spirituality. And I started to find people that understood my experiences or that had such a deep relationship with nature like I did. And I dove two feet first into my spirituality again. 2019, I traveled to India. I got to go take part in Ono Academy's World Youth Changemakers program, and I got to visit Akam, which if you Google it, it's E-K-A-M. Type in Akam Temple and you'll just get to see this beautiful marble structure. It's huge. I got to experience meditation with 1,500 people in a room and the music bouncing off of the walls and feeling everyone's energy just so in sync. And then at the end, we all got to dance together, regardless of our cultures and beliefs or language. We were all in a circle together, dancing and sharing in that joy after meditation. It was a really cool experience. So I started to reconnect with my spirituality. But like I said, I've definitely found some things that didn't help or that didn't work. So for those that don't know me, I was diagnosed with depression when I was 17. I'm sure I've had it since about the age of 6. I was diagnosed with anxiety a couple years later when I started having panic attacks. And about 2019, after I came home from India, I started to learn more about PTSD and the fact that I think that I had trauma from all of these experiences I'd gone through as a kid. And it started to hit home that my mental health was not okay. No wonder my physical health was not okay. I had a laundry list of things that were wrong with my body. I had had colitis when I was 13. Then I started to have all these mental health issues after just having 3 life-saving surgeries. I was incredibly broken, or feeling broken at a very young age. And I felt like an adult around the age of 16. I remember being in doctor's offices asking them, can I have children? Because I had had my entire colon removed and I had so many scars. And kids in my class were complaining that they didn't have the right cell phone or that their hair color had turned out wrong and it was the worst day of their life. And I just thought, I have nothing in common with these people. It was really tough being a teenager and in my young 20s that I was so different than other people. And that's often what CPTSD or complex or post-traumatic, complex or cumulative post-traumatic stress disorder does, is it makes us feel very separate from others. We feel isolated or alone. And I did. I felt very apart from most kids my age that wanted to drink and party and try drugs or experiment sexually. And I couldn't do any of that because I had just survived and I was still surviving every day. So I found a few things that didn't really work for me along the way, trying to heal my mental health and trying to figure life out. So I thought I'd share a few. And I mean these as you'll find out when you listen to my podcast, I giggle a lot at the traumas I've been through. It's a defense mechanism. It's definitely a coping technique. So as I say this, take it with a grain of salt. If it works for you, perfect. It, didn't necessarily help me too much. One of the first things that I tried was medication. For anyone that has ever tried medication, I'm glad I tried it. I think that everyone should try medications if you really feel like they would help you get through the toughest of your times, then give it a go. For me, they made me feel like a zombie. Now looking back, because of the colitis surgeries I had had and I don't have a colon anymore, that affects a lot of things, including medication absorption. So nothing really worked for me. But unfortunately, something else that happened was I didn't have access to a psychiatrist from day one. So my family doctor was the one prescribing medications to me, which did not go very well. We were picking the wrong stuff from day one, and I only found that about 6 years later when I actually got to see a psychiatrist that we had gone in the wrong order with some of these medications, and I hadn't been set up for success from day one. So not only did I have absorption issues, but we didn't use the correct medications for my symptoms, nor did I have the correct diagnoses for about another 5 years after that. So medications didn't work for me, but I'm still glad that I tried them. And again, if you're listening to this, this is not an invitation to go quit your medication. This is just a little giggle at my own journey and all the different things I've been trying for many, many years. Another thing that didn't work so well, it did at first. It got me through some tough times. I still use some of it today, but cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. When it comes to trauma, CBT tends to look at things in a really inappropriate way when it comes to trauma. CBT says that our thoughts need to be controlled, that our thoughts need to be understood, that we need to look within. And again, I'm not a psychologist. Don't come at me in the comments for saying like that's not what CBT is. This is my experience with 10 years of going to therapists that's exclusively taught me CBT techniques. So CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy, that our behavior is based on our cognition. It's right in the name. With trauma, I always would explain to therapists, like, my body is still reacting. I can talk my way through whatever I'm feeling. but I can't stop the body from freaking out. I'm going to workplaces now in my mid-20s and just about crying in front of my manager because I cannot control what my body is doing. The emotions are rushing within me and I have no idea why. And they always said, when we work with the mind, the body will follow. And it never did, because that's not how trauma works. So somatic work has worked well for me. Reiki has worked well for me. Now I'm a Reiki master, and this is what I help other people overcome in their lives and learn to manage their traumas and their illnesses and their physical pains, because this is stuff that I've worked with. A few other things that I found didn't work too well. Meditation was nice, but again, when I was having flashbacks, I couldn't get myself into a meditative state, and I got really frustrated with it. I don't know if anyone else has ever had that experience where you're trying a meditation, it says, take a deep breath, and you're like, I can't take a deep breath, go away. This is dumb, I can't even complete stage one. How am I supposed to do this? It's really frustrating being that person that can't do what, you know, many doctors or therapists and our friends and, you know, mainstream social media is now kind of getting into, is the yoga or the, you know, mindfulness, or, you know, try some meditation and hypnosis to change your life. And it works for some people. All of these things work for the right person. Like I said, CBT did work for a while for me. It kind of helped me understand some of the thoughts and how intrusive they were when my depression acts up. Just those negative, belittling, demeaning thoughts in my own head that pop up. And now I'm able to kind of see that's a separate story. It's just my imagination. It does not mean anything about me. But sometimes we need to find something that helps the root of the problem first. For me, it's always been my nervous system. It's always been that overactivity, that hypervigilance, the feeling afraid. Those have been my biggest symptoms. So I need to make myself feel safe first. And then meditation comes so much easier. Then I can actually use the tools like cognitive behavioral therapy. And I bet if I tried something like an Ativan nowadays, if I was having a panic attack, I might actually feel an effect on it instead of it just making me slightly sleepy. I bet if my nervous system was calm first, that all of these other tools would help. So I hope this is kind of inviting you to look at your body in that way too. I'll be doing some more episodes on all of this stuff, on the things that worked, on the things that didn't work, on my life story with PTSD and trauma and anxiety and the whole laundry list. I feel like I have just about everything on the list at this point, but that's okay. I don't mind it either, because it's uniquely me. I am uniquely my own person that has all of these different, I don't know, we call them troubles, we call them illnesses, but in a lot of ways, I've learned to look at my body with respect and to see how much resilience I have inside of me. My body has created these tools. I mean, depression and anxiety is not maybe the best of tools, but it created and worked with and got me through and helped me survive some incredibly stressful things. My body did that. When we had no one else to turn to, or we didn't know, or we were too young to understand, my body solved its own puzzles. And that's a pretty cool thing. So if you're listening to this and you're able to nod along and relate, I hope you're able to take a moment of appreciation with your body, even place your hand on your heart. We can release some oxytocin doing that. It's a nice little soothing gesture. Just to say, you know what, body? I am here for this long haul. I am here for this journey with you. I know we always aren't comfortable together, but I want to learn. I want to learn more about you. It's like getting into a new relationship with someone where we're like, you know what? I want to know more about this person. Let's get curious with our body. Let's get curious with our mind and start to see it in this new way. Instead of judging ourselves for having these shameful or poor reactions, I'll talk about shadow healing in future episodes as well, learning to love the pieces of ourselves that we hate. What if we could look at our life with compassion, with gentleness, with respect, with an appreciation for the resiliency that our body has been able to cultivate so far? And what if, from that place of gentleness and compassion and noticing our resiliency, we could feel pride? We could feel maybe even a little bit of joy. Sometimes that's hard with depression, but sometimes we can find those little moments of joy to say, wow, my body's incredible. What if we could look at our life and then make changes and decide how we want to behave or react or what tools and support systems we want in the future? What if we know that these tools that we built as kids or as young adults or as adults who have gone through stressful, shitty situations, what if we knew that we didn't have to do that forever? That we learned these behaviors through stressful situations and our body did the best it could, but now we're increasing the awareness, the intuition, the understanding in our body. And from that point and from that space, we can relearn. We can learn new behaviors. We can learn new patterns. We can change our life in that way. I think with trauma and mental illness, we always look at things as if they're out of our control. And I want to invite this concept that control is and always has been within us. Now, as an adult, if you're listening to this, or a young adult, or no matter what our age is, just knowing that as you increase your awareness, you're taking back that control. Now we get to find supports. Now we get to find our community. Now we get to find the things that work well for us. And we get to celebrate that. We get to live the life that we want to. And I'll leave it at that for today. So thank you so much for joining me for this introductory episode into my podcast. I hope that you enjoy future episodes. Like I mentioned, we'll be talking shadow healing, inner child healing. I'll be sharing a lot of the things that have worked for me and the ways that I work with these new choices I have, how I raised awareness in my body, how I was able to start tuning in with more and more ease. You know, it used to take me months to notice I was depressed. Now I can wake up and notice it within minutes. I can share that journey as well. So feel free to say hello in the comments, subscribe. You'll get all of the insider scoop and insider healing tips and tricks and brand new meditations if you also want to subscribe to my page. Share this with your friends and family too. If we can reach one more person outside of us that is also struggling, just with that message of hope that we're not broken, we're not alone, and that healing is always possible, that would be a pretty amazing thing to think that I'm sitting in my living room on a sunny spring day, knowing that someone else is hearing that message that I really needed when I was sick and not doing well. So much love, my friends. I'm wishing you an incredible day. My name's Janine. Thanks for joining me at the Intuition Awakening Podcast.